constitution requires that members confirm through a nomination process whom they want to stand on their behalf for that position. So it is not a foregone conclusion. It can only be a foregone conclusion where a president in any political party is seen as the all and end all. In our political party, our president is only but a member allocated or given a certain responsibility to lead the party. The party could decide that they want Gibbs Dube, for instance, if he's a member of the party, to be their presidential candidate. In this case, they were happy to deploy Professor Welshman Mube to be the candidate in the next coming election.
So there are reports that your party is actually open to negotiations for a coalition with the MDCT and other parties in the run-up to the elections. What can you tell us right now?
Those reports are very true. In fact, the standing committee sitting last Wednesday said that they are taking note of the debate around coalition to face the next elections. And the standing committee said that it remains open, the MDC remains open to any coalition with any democratic forces. The standing committee further on said that in this search for coalition or in the approach for coalition, it shall remain committed to sacrosanct values of the MDC. So any political party that A, believes in nonviolence, any political party that believes that ethnic chauvinism or ethnic superiority plays no part in our politics, any party that abhors political violence within and without its own political party, any political party that stands opposed totally in theory and in practice to matters of corruption, will find us willing to listen to them and willing to form a partnership. So those are the conditions. In fact, we are willing to speak to anybody. We will not jump into any coalition if the sacrosanct values that are proposed are not met and are not respected.